Turlough O'Brien, a very fine performance here by Carlo. It's your third win on the trot. You have to be very happy with that performance.
We're delighted. We're really, really pleased. We tarred in the first three games in the league this year. We wanted to get 6 points before the break. Last year, we slipped up in the second game against London, and we didn't make the mistake, same mistake this year. So we've been working very, very hard since we came back in December there, and we've a very good experienced squad there. Like, we, I suppose the difference between two teams is Carlo are, I suppose, average age from about 28 years of age, and Leeds were a much younger team, you know. And I think people in Leeds would want to give that team a bit of consideration, you know. They're a young side.
Yeah, Leitrim perhaps matched you reasonably well in the first half. In the second half, the weather was a factor. It was very difficult to play in the second half, but certainly Carlo adapted very well to the conditions, and Leitrim sort of fell apart.
Yeah, I suppose, and the conditions probably favoured Leitrim. The wind was behind them in the rain. It was driving rain there, and we just seemed to handle it better than they did. And I suppose, look, it got a bit testy and physical there for a while, and maybe our lads realised suddenly, you know, this Leitrim team are here to fight for 2 points, and we have to up our game here, and they responded, and we got a few crucial scores there in a row that probably put a bit of a gap between the two teams, and it drove us on and might have dropped Leitrim's heads when that happened.
And I suppose the sending off of two Leitrim players certainly didn't help their case.
No, absolutely not. Like, I mean, it's hard enough to play 15 and 15 when you're down 2 minutes. It's really, really difficult, especially when you're chasing a game. Like,
yeah, obviously Carlo will be hoping the promotion will come, but you have a few games yet left.
Well, I suppose we're probably the one team in that division, bar London, that haven't been in the other division, you know. And Leitrim have been out of there, and we'd love to be one of those teams that finally does it, you know. And we're very proud of our lads down here in Carlow. We've a lot of good footballers from the county, a lot of good clubs, and it's frustrating to be in the bargain or the bottom basement division year in, year out. And we want to get out of it, you know. And we've run the road a while now with this team now, and they're matured nicely, and there's great togetherness in the team, and the whole county behind the team as well, you know. So a lot of good things going on here in Cardamom. We've a fantastic centre of excellence. We've a tie up with the IT college here as well. So there's a lot of the pieces of jigsaw falling into place for us, you know. We've a very good setup, and look, I've not Leitrim will bounce back to us, so they will. It's been a tough start of the league for them, but they're a very young team, and there's some very, very good footballers in that team, and I don't think they should lose heart. I think they're a proud county, and I hope they do well in the remaining games.